Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
How many dinky doors have you actually produced to date?
Oh, goodness me. I think we have 10 that are currently live and available to view. We've produced 11, but our very, very first one disappeared. And we've kind of replaced a couple of them. So I guess that means it's more than that. But if you want doors that you can actually go and explore right at this moment, there are 10.
Right. It is a wonderful idea which has really caught the imagination of people in Cambridge. How did you think of it?
I think originally it was one of those things that you hear such terrible news day in, day out. And we really just thought that we needed to do something that would cheer people up a little bit. So mostly it's just, we enjoy making things. We enjoy seeing people enjoy things and be happy. And so we thought that if we could do something that would bring a little bit of joy, a little bit of delight as you wonder, then I think that would be a nice thing to do.
Especially something about having a bit of a surprise. So things like, how people can pass by places without necessarily noticing anything. And one day you see something different, and that just might, I guess, bring more joy and imagination. So that was the idea.
Well, I think you've achieved your aim splendidly because they are a wonderful creation. So tiny, the dinky doors. How did you think of that name?
Oh, gosh, that's a good question. We're trying to capture, I mean, obviously what they're trying to do. I mean, they are little doors into different worlds. And I guess we like to think of them as little vignettes or little stories that you can come across and spark the imagination and try and work out, what is it that is going on there?
Yeah, you see sometimes like fairy doors. And so, but we were not fairy doors. We wanted to be something with more stories behind it. And so, yeah, where does the name come from? Well, what's small? It's a door. But then, just getting an alliteration in there was maybe a better way to remember them. So dinky doors stuck, I guess.
The whole thing is wonderfully imaginative, and I think we've all admired it. And sort of, you see people bending down in the middle of Downing Street to have a look at the door of number 10 or whatever. It's wonderfully creative. You must have been terribly shocked to have one stolen the other day.
Yeah, we were pretty gutted. I mean, we put an awful lot of time and effort into them. So the door took us 2 months. We certainly didn't intend for it to go walkies.
So quickly, yeah.
So certainly so quickly. And, we've learned a lot about how to make the doors withstand the mean streets of Cambridge. And so we were very, very surprised to see it go. And whoever did take it, we hope they enjoy it. It must have been quite an effort to remove it. So, yeah, very sad to see it go. And more so just because of all of the people who had said that they would go, off to go and see it. We had lots of stories from parents who contacted us directly saying that their kids were really sad, which made us in turn, a little bit, I guess we don't want to become a bad news story ourselves, because that's the complete opposite of what it is that we're trying to do.
Exactly. And for that reason, we were quite more than shocked, disappointed about the disappearance. I think it's more disappointment than anything else. We were very much gearing towards the Easter weekend. So we've been working quite hard to finish it in time, because we knew that the weather would be nice and that families would go and look and for hunting for the doors. And so we were really looking forward to that, because let's be honest, it's not much to do still with the lockdown. So I guess this is where we were disappointed. We were gearing for the Easter weekend, and yeah, it was gone just before. So yeah, that's why we really just wanted to find a solution for the problem that we'd created.
Yeah, and it's important.
Well, you certainly bounced back with the crime scene. That's a wonderful conception, slightly different from the doors.
Yeah, so it is an unusual one, because notably there is no door there. So obviously it's a melted door, and something strange is afoot. There's certainly, if you followed the backstory behind Dinky Doors, then you'll know that it's the supreme leader who is trying to give us missions that help us save the world, so that we can produce these doors that hopefully make people's lives a little bit more interesting and joyful. But then we hadn't realized that the supreme leader has an arch nemesis, and that appears to be this strange character called Chief Mischief, who we believe is the perpetrator behind this particularly heinous crime that has happened on Mill Road Bridge.
Yes, it sounds almost like something out of Sherlock Holmes, doesn't it? And his avenging enemy or whatever.
Yes, yeah, and I mean, obviously, it seems to be that Chief Mischief doesn't want the Supreme Leader to get their passport photo so that they could leave the planet and resume whatever duties it is a Supreme Leader does.
Well, as people have heard, there are two of you in Dinky Doors, male and female, and I have actually met you at Cambridge 105 Radio when you came into the Guido Street studios to be interviewed a year or so ago by Alex Elbro, and you were there in dark gowns and behooded, so there was no way we knew who you were at all.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's great to hear you on the air again. And are you planning another one?
Gosh, yes, always. So I think... you know, we have many missions that are still to be completed. It's always going to be a little bit of a surprise as to exactly where they are and exactly what they will be. But, you know, whatever, you know, we're here like to make sure that you know, we can do as much as we can to make life a little bit more joyful in these days of terrible, relentless news that seems to be with us.
Yeah, and what I'm not sure people know is that when we started... The intention was to have maybe ephemeral doors. They were not there to stay. They were just like a little bit of joy, but you know they would disappear after a while. But what we saw is that when weather and got most of them, people started to contact us saying, "Oh, you know, this door isn't, you know, feels a bit sorry now." And so we started to say, "Well, okay, well, let's repair them." And now it feels like it's part of the Cambridge scene very much, so much so that we want to have them more solid as well. And yeah, we want to carry on for as long as I guess we can and have funds and have fun and funds, I guess.
Yeah.
Excellent news. Thank you both very much indeed. I can't name you, but to both of you, Dinky Doors, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much. And thank you for speaking to us today.
Yeah, thank you very much. And yeah, thanks for having us.